Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation today comes from our epistle reading from Romans. Happy New Year's. I'm sure that, like last year with 2020, there are a lot of people here who will just be happy to put 2021 in the rearview mirror and turn the page to a bright new 2022. 2022. Yay. Anyways, my prayer is that 2022 will prove to be better as we put a little more distance between ourselves and the beginning of COVID, and that it will be another opportunity for us to grow closer as we minister to our Lord and Savior together here in Sanford. The New Year's is an opportunity to reflect on the year that went before, but far more, it is an opportunity to rejoice in the blessings that God has provided and will continue to provide. And that is absolutely the tone of our epistle reading today from Romans chapter 8, which I'd like to go through in sections this evening as we break down what Paul is saying to us as we put an end to 2021 and look forward to the new year. And so Paul begins, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" And that is a good question that Paul asks here. If God is for us, who can be against us? Far too often, we speak as though everything is going against us, as though everything was out to get us. But even in the face of opposition from the world, from the devil, from our own sinful nature, there is still one who is for us. And you know what? The God who created, redeems, and sanctifies all things and all people is far greater than anything the world can throw at us. After all, John encourages us that he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. But this would mean nothing were it not for God's love for you. So often we talk about God's love, but we forget that God's love is for you and for me and for all people. How much does God love you? This much. That he would go to the cross, that he would willingly send his son to redeem us and restore us for himself. So we have nothing to fear. Paul continues in verse 33, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, and more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." Now, if you've been following the news lately, I'm sure you've seen a story or three about a court case. In a legal setting, there is an important principle that governs whether a case can be brought against a defendant. And I think that might be what Paul is describing here in these two verses, 33 and 34. It's the principle of standing. Only the aggrieved party can actually take someone to court. In a criminal trial, the aggrieved party is the state. So, who is it that can bring suit against us for our sins? The one against whom we have sinned. And David writes in Psalm 51 that against you, meaning God, against you, you only have I sinned. While our sins might be against, while we might commit sins against other people, ultimately all sin is against God, and God is the one to punish. While it is the responsibility of the Satan, literally in the Hebrew, the accuser, to bring charges of wrongdoing against people, God is the one who must ultimately decide the case. And guess what? God refuses to hear the case against you. If God refuses to hear the case, then there is no charge. And because Jesus died, rose, and ascended to intercede on our behalf before God, we have no fear of God's condemnation. Paul continues in verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." And I think this is the big question that everyone has. When we read this, especially verse 35, the first sentence in our translation for verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Tone and intonation are really important here. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ, as opposed to who shall separate us from the love of Christ? The first one seems to approach this in concern, looking at the world around us, looking at all of the threats seeking to draw us away. Is that how we read it? Or do we approach this in confidence and excitement? Who shall separate us? No one can. Now, we do need to acknowledge that all of these things exist. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, all of these things are present in this world, and they are going to be there until this world ends, and they are going to try to pull you away from that love of Christ. When we face persecution, when we face danger, when we face any of these things, we can and do get caught up in the fear, focus on ourselves, worry about what the future holds. The words of Psalm 44, verse 22 that Paul quotes here, "For your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered." This can be an expression of despair, of fear, of pleading for relief. But they can also be an expression of confidence and certainty that God is with us, despite and even through the circumstances in which we find ourselves. So our answer to this question, like Paul's, is a sure and confident no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord has seen us through everything before now. The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord preserved us through the darkness, the fear, the uncertainty of 2020. The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord guided us through all of the changes of 2021. And the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord will continue to be our guiding light through everything that comes our way in 2022 and beyond. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, looking ahead to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.